Let's go to the opera. Host, the Book of the Month Club, welcomes you to the 24th in its series of opera programs sung in English. Our soloists this evening are Miss Anne McKnight and Mr. Todd Duncan, whom, as you know, created the role of Porgy in Gershwin's Porgy and Bess. Our conductor is Mr. Thomas Sherman. Mr. Sherman and the orchestra open the program with the overture to Wagner's The Flying Dutchman.
Thank you.
Thomas Sherman has just conducted the orchestra in the Overture to the Flying Dutchman. For our first solo this evening, Miss Anne McKnight sings Agatha's Prayer from Weber's Der Freischütz. It is the second act, and Agatha is waiting for her lover, Max, to return from a shooting match. As it grows late and Max does not return, Agatha sings a tender prayer for his safety. Anne McKnight singing Agatha's Prayer from Weber's Der Freischütz.
Thank you.
applause is for Anne McKnight, who sang Agatha's Prayer from Der Freischütz. Tonight, it is with great pleasure that we welcome home Mr. Todd Duncan. This is Mr. Duncan's first professional appearance since his recent return from a concert tour of Australia and New Zealand. He sings a celebrated aria from Massenet's opera, Herodiade. In the second act of the opera, one of Herod's attendants gives him a mysterious potion that enables him to see a vision of the woman he loves. The vision is the exotic Salome, and it inspires the unhappy king to sing this beautiful aria, Dream of Love, Fleeting Dream. Mr. Duncan.
As the potion of love sent this dream to enchant me, shall I see her tonight? Shall I gaze in her eyes? Oh, vision of delight, oh, dream of sweet enchantment, have you come to assuage all the yearning in my heart? My fuel.
Todd Duncan has sung Dream of Love, Fleeting Dream from Massenet's Herodiade. He and Miss McKnight will return presently. In the short intermission, I would like to ask you if you remember this little verse. You are old, Father William, the young man said, and your hair has become very white, and yet you incessantly stand on your head. Do you think at your age it is right? It's from Alice in Wonderland, of course, and do you recall this from Through the Looking Glass? The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things, of shoes and ships and sealing wax, of cabbages and kings, and why the sea is boiling hot, and whether pigs have wings. Quotations like these will send you back to your dog-eared volumes of Lewis Carroll's masterpieces, if you still have them. Even if you do, you'll be interested in the beautiful new two-volume edition of Alice in Wonderland and Through the Looking Glass, soon to be published. The Book of the Month Club is sending these two books to members as their book dividend for November and December. It is probably the most beautiful edition of Lewis Carroll's masterpiece that has ever been published for general distribution. And in its way, it's a first, despite the hundreds of editions that have already appeared. Because here, for the first time, all of John Tenniel's beloved illustrations are in full color. The noted illustrator, Fritz Kreidel, has taken the original Tenniel drawings and added to them the tender and fanciful colors they inevitably suggest. The result is a thing of real beauty that would almost certainly have delighted the English master. In his time, modern printing techniques for reproducing illustrations in color were unknown. If they had been known, Tenniel would in all probability have made use of them himself. Returning to our music, Thomas Sherman conducts the orchestra in the Dance of the Will-o'-the-Wisp from Berlioz's opera, The Damnation of Faust. Thomas Sherman and the orchestra have played The Dance of the Will-o'-the-Wisp from The Damnation of Faust. Now our soloists, Todd Duncan and Anne McKnight, return to the center of the stage to sing a duet from La Traviata. In this scene, Monsieur Giamond asks Violetta to renounce the love of his son, Alfredo. For as long as Alfredo remains with Violetta, his family is disgraced and his young sister cannot make an acceptable marriage. Todd Duncan and Anne McKnight as Monsieur Giamond and Violetta in Verdi's La Traviata.
can I give for such demand?
Anna, would I love that for me? My life here is soon be over. For if your son remember me as one who loved him gladly.
No, dear Violante, you shall live. One day you shall be happy, and heaven shall reward you for the love you have lost on Sally.
Oh, heaven, oh, my love, and what I have done for
him. Oh, my Christ.
This has been the 24th in the series of Let's Go to the Opera programs, presented every Sunday evening at 7 o'clock by your host, the Book of the Month Club. Our soloists this evening were Anne McKnight and Todd Duncan, and the orchestra was under the direction of Thomas Sherman. Next week, Let's Go to the Opera will present Martha Lipton, Mimi Benzel, Robert Marshall, and Mary Henderson in an entire program devoted to music from Richard Strauss, Der Rosenkavalier. Let's Go to the Opera is a weekly presentation of the Book of the Month Club. It is produced by Roger Bauer and comes to you from the Mutual Guild Theater in New York City. This is Frank Waldecker inviting you to be our guests next week at this same time. This program is heard in Canada through the facilities of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.